This is Rivka Siegel, and welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll continue on in Tehillim, Mizmar Kuf Aleph, Song 101. We have now concluded the 11 songs that Moshe wrote, and we're returning to the songs of David HaMelech. This one is one of the lesser known of the songs, but not because it isn't important. David wrote this song as a guide for his daily behavior, and I'd like to add as a guide for our daily behavior as well. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, LeDavid Mizmor, by David a song. David wrote the song, and David wrote the song to inspire himself and direct himself. But this song, like all the other songs of Tehillim, may have been written by David or others of our ancestors, but when we say this song, it becomes our song, our words, and our directives. With that said, let's begin. Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azameira. I will sing of kindness and justice to you, Hashem. I will sing. David sang to Hashem, whether he felt he had chesed in his life or whether he felt that his life was full of harsh justice, of mishpat. He knew that even if he viewed something as harsh justice, as mishpat, Hashem had done it out of kindness, which is why the Gemara tells us in Brachos that we're required to bless Hashem for our perceived bad experiences as well as our good experiences, because everything that happens in our life is something we need to sing about because it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate goodness. And with this recognition, we now state our determination to do what Hashem wants us to do. Askila b'derech tamim, masai tavo elai. I will be enlightened on the path of innocence. When will it come to me? I will look and see what Hashem wants from me today. The word tamim means innocence or simplicity. It's actually a challenging word because it can mean simple, it can mean wholehearted, it can mean pure. And the Torah commands us, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha, be pure with Hashem, your God. What does that mean? The Nesiv HaShalom explains that we should be simple in that we should do just what Hashem wants us to do without any ulterior thoughts and motives. But at the same time, tamim also means perfect. We want to do everything perfect, everything wholehearted with 100% sincerity. And when we act with simplicity and purity and in a wholehearted method, we act perfectly because that's exactly what Hashem wants from us. We continue as Halech b'sam levavi b'kerav b'si. I will walk with the innocence of my heart, or the wholeheartedness of my heart, or the simplicity of my heart in the midst of my house. And think about it. The litmus test of who we are is not how we behave in public, but rather how we behave at home when no one is watching. And now I'm stating that I will walk with tamimus, with perfection, in my house when I am alone. The Torah tells us to count 7 complete weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. That's now. We're going through Sfiras HaOmer. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, we should be counting. And the Medrash asks, when are the weeks Tamimos? What makes the weeks complete? And the Medrash answers, when the Jewish people who count the weeks fulfill God's will. In other words, the concept of the complete Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos does not just refer to the weeks themselves, but also to those who are counting the weeks. The counting itself needs to inspire us to be complete with God, to do what God wants from us at this moment, because this is what God wants from us, not what our friends need to see us doing. Pasuk Gimel. So how do we live in a way of Tamimus? And now he's going to continue and give us specific directives that we can incorporate into our lives that will help us live in a way of tamimus, of perfection, of sincerity all the time. Number 1, lo ashis l'neged einai dvar b'li'al. I will not place detestable things in front of my eyes. I will not bring things in my life that could bring me to do something wrong that I know that God doesn't like. I will look at only good. Aso seitim sanesi lo yidbakbi. I hate wrongdoing. It will not cling to me. I will not bring it into my home. In fact, the Medrash talks about that David hated wrongdoing so much that he didn't even want to touch or go near money that had been illicitly acquired. It stays away from me. Pasuk Dalet, not only does evil stay away from me in terms of ideas and actions, but someone, Levav Ikesh Yasur Mimeni, someone with a crooked heart, will stay away from me. What does that mean, that they will stay away from me? Such people with crooked hearts who are deceitful will have no interest in being with me because I will not welcome them into my life. You can tell a person by the friends he keeps and doesn't keep. Ra lo eda, I will not know evil in my heart. And therefore, parenthetically, those people who like evil will not want to cling to me. Bad won't be an option for me because I will only want to do good. Pasuk Hey, Miloshni Baseisere Ehu Oso Atzmis. Who else will I stay away from? One who slanders his friend in secret, him I will destroy. I don't want to surround myself with people who talk badly about others. Let's talk about David HaMelech, King David at the moment. Kings in general were always concerned that their subjects respect and accept them. And they often had informers who kept them aware of potential troublemakers. That easily led to palace slander and palace politics. And in fact, Shaul's tremendous fear of David was caused by his jealous advisors repeatedly telling Lashon Hara, slandering David HaMelech. When David became king, he said, I am not going to do that. He was determined to ignore malicious gossip, and not only ignore it, but he threatened to destroy people who spoke it. Gava einayim urechav levav oso lo uchal. One who is arrogant and jealous, him I cannot bear. I do not want to put in my social circle at all people who are arrogant, people who don't have humility, people who are jealous, people who want what other people have. I don't want them in my life. And now that he has been clear about who he doesn't want to have, he's living his thought of sur meira, as it says in Perek Lamed Daled, avoid bad, the ase tov, and do good. And now what he's going to do is clearly work on bringing good people in his life. Einai b'ne emnei eretz l'sheves imadi. My eyes are on the faithful of the land to sit with me. I'm consciously aware and looking for good people, people who are trustworthy, people who can be mentors that will inspire me to do good. And those are the people that will sit with me, that will be with me. Holech b'derech tamim hu yisharseini. One who goes on a path of tmimus, of wholeheartedness or perfection, he will serve me. David actively sought people who were good, honest people to bring into his palace, even those people who were making his bed and serving him his food. And once again, he states in Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Lo yeshev bekerav beisi osei remiyah, dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai. A deceitful person will not sit in the midst of my house. One who speaks lies will not be established in my sight. David HaMelech is saying, I don't want anyone in my house who's dishonest, regardless of their high or low status. And he's not saying that he doesn't want them in his house because if they're not honest, they're going to steal from him. He doesn't want them to compromise his own integrity. And deceitful people can be masters of justifying their own misdeeds. And not only that, but they help convince us that our inappropriate behavior is actually appropriate. And David did not want to give such people an opportunity to get close to him and refused to give them any credibility. He only wanted to associate with and employ people who were truthful and honest so that he would constantly be around those who would encourage him to maintain his integrity. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. And we conclude, La Bakarim Atzmis Kol Rishay Aretz Lahachris Meir Hashem Kol Poalei Oven. And this is what makes the song a daily behavior song. Every morning I will cut down all the evil people of the land in order to destroy all wrongdoers from the city of Hashem. David did not wake up every morning and want to kill evil people, but he did wake up every morning trying to ponder ways to ensure that evil people will not have success in his life and in his kingdom. Who were these evil people? They were people who perverted truth, who slandered others, who were arrogant, who were jealous, who were deceitful, but also people who kept David HaMelech. And when I say this song, I'm referring to myself. People who keep me from living a wholehearted life and walking in tmimut, in simplicity with Hashem. So these evil people may not just be other people in our lives, but the evil can also be referring to our own thoughts, which at times are similar to those of evil people whose goal is to keep us from thriving spiritually. The Talmud asks in Shabbos 25b, who is a rich person? And Rabbi Yossi answers, someone who has a toilet near his table. This image can be used to express the idea that a successful person is one who quickly removes any wasteful ideas and thoughts before it poisons his soul's ability to function optimally. And that's what the song is about, where David HaMelech is saying, on a daily basis, I make sure that I distance myself from those who want to bring me down or who don't allow me to be perfect. I distance myself from the thoughts that might compromise my integrity. And instead, I seek actively to find those people to connect to who are like-minded and who will help me be the best I can be. And when we are able to do that, we will see that Hashem gives us so much good in our life. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.